your hits for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
And now we turn to Globe Mayor Al Gameros for this month's report. Al, how are you doing?
Doing good.
I understand you've got a State of the City address coming up.
Yeah, and I appreciate it very much. I heard you announce it on the radio here this week. Yeah, that'll be coming up on April 23rd.
Yeah.
And it'll be from 5 to 7. My actually State of the City will be about 6 p.m.
That's great.
And, it'll be at Veterans Park right there, 150 North Pine Street.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear about it. So what do you want to tell us?
Yeah. Well, when I talk about the State of the City, you know, we really got to talk about our recent events too.
Oh yeah.
That's going to shape our future as to what decisions we make, our budget, and how we move forward.
Sure.
So I'm going to reflect a little bit of maybe talk a little bit about the critical first 48 hours of the event, and then talk about what's been going on since then to try and, you know, satisfy the state and the federal government in order to get as much funding as we can from this to stabilize our infrastructure in our downtown.
Perfect. Yeah, and that's so important. As you mentioned, you know, the floods were only a couple days, but the aftermath will be more than a couple years. So it's great that you're attacking.
And, you know, we can't let it stop us. Moving forward, there's projects obviously we've got to complete.
Sure.
We got to come up with a way to fund all these, and that's what we're working on. It's going to be a little bit of everything. We've got to be creative in how we're going to do it.
Absolutely. So what's happening this month? Tell me.
So we did go to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
On the 24th through the 26th. So we flew in one day, and then the next day was all-day meetings. It was just busy. It was like 10 hours of meetings. And then we flew back the next day. It was myself, Councilman Jesse Lethem, Councilman Fernando Shipley, and our city manager, Paul Jefferson, were the ones that traveled this time to Washington.
Okay.
You know, in our first meeting that day was vital because that's one of the funding that we were approved for is the NRCS funding for $24 million.
Good.
So we met with them the very first day in the morning, and we met with Division Chief Ralph Smith. And during this discussion, we focused on the potential. And what we've done is we've sent a letter, drafted a letter from the county, the town of Miami, and the city of Globe for 25% cost share match waiver. If we can get a waiver on that 25% that we're going to owe for the project, it would be huge for all three entities.
That would be wonderful.
It would. Because for us alone, and I can only talk for myself, I don't know what the match would be for Miami and the county, but ours is $5.5 million.
Sure it is.
For the $24 million.
Sure it is.
And again, if we were to get that waived, that would really help us in moving forward with other projects like our sewer lines and stuff like that. But
That would be light years of difference. Now, that $24 million, what will that go for?
Okay, the $24 million, that project is approved to remove sediment out of the creek.
Good.
We have about 2.8 miles of creek in our city, and we would take it down. Well, we had to engineer it, and what was the historic depth of the creek, you know, what areas needed to be concentrated on. So engineering alone was around $3 million.
Wow.
Yeah, everything is expensive.
Yes.
So we've completed that, and they've done aerial shots and everything. Then we had to, because we only own 50% of the creek, we went through the process of getting right of entry. And I think we're about 95, 99% complete with that to be able to cover the full 2.8 miles within the city limits because it's privately owned.
Yes, yes. And I know those signatures were an issue. So hopefully everyone's agreed and you can move forward.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, and again, this project, we only have 220 days to complete this project.
Correct.
That's the restriction, the timeline. So we have that done. The next thing was we had to run environmentals. We had to test the soil. And then we had to run cultural. So the cultural takes 30 days, you know, if there's any artifact within the creek area and stuff like that. So we're going to have to, all this process.
Oh, my God. I'll be curious to find out if there are any artifacts.
Exactly. So that'll be done. And then we found a company that has the resources in order to complete the project. The other good thing is that we found a location. We feel we have it. We're getting it tested right now, and it's going to be city property. So that way, that saves a little bit of money on having us transporting it to, say, like Apache Junction or somewhere that
right.
could accept this the soil. So that'll be huge for us, too.
Yes.
And then the second part of this project is to stabilize. If we have the time, again, we're already at 100 and, because they have a marker for all our staff. I think we're about 150 days left in the project. So everybody is well aware of the time frame that we have. So we want to be able to stabilize some of the creek walls that were damaged in the process. So we'll prioritize those, and hopefully we get some of those done also.
Great.
So, again, securing that, if we can get a waiver, it was a good meeting with Mr. Smith and NRCS. He was asking a lot of questions about the federal designation. Obviously, that'll knock it down to a 90-10. And even at 10%, that'll knock us from $5.5 million to about $2.1 million in our match.
Right, and right now, with the FEMA funds, we don't know if we're going to get them.
Exactly. You know, they're still shut down. We are encouraged that they have had three visits. They did visit again last week. So we've had three different visits from the federal government to our staff. They spend 8 hours all day to 10 hours going over more data and all the stuff that our staff has been putting together for the last 6-7 months. And hopefully that's encouraging that they're looking at that.
Yeah.
So a couple of the other meetings that we had throughout the day, they included, we met with Congressman Greg Stanton, Representative Juan Ciscomani, Congressman Eli Crane, Senator Ruba Gallegos, Congressman Andy Biggs, and Senator Mark Kelly.
Wow.
And, so we were able to, our lobbyist was able to set up meetings with every one of them. We spent probably 30 minutes, 45 minutes with each one. Like I said, it was just run and go all day, but it was good. It was well worth it.
Good.
Again, we had our own special project that we're looking for funding, especially like our ladder truck. We're looking at McCormick Tunnel. We're looking at police cars and stuff like that. But the main thing is we urged all their bipartisan support for the approval of the FEMA disaster declaration.
Yes.
That was key in all the discussions.
Great.
Well, yeah. So they're on board. They understand where we're at, and again, all of them, except maybe one or two of them, have not been to our area, so they really understand what we're talking about. So that would be huge if we can get that encouragement to get it through the finish line.
Good. That was well worth it.
It was, yes. The other thing, we did approve Resolution 1829. And what this, we talked a little bit about the debt that we had with water and sewer in a certain area in our city.
Mm-hmm.
But this is this resolution is the one that waives a fee associated with uncollectible water debt or debt owed from the city of Globe. And this is water debt. We have people, you know, some cases where they have not paid their bill. It could be rentals. It could be some other things. But our staff works all year in order to explore every avenue to get those debts collected, and this year that amount that we're gonna go ahead and waive is $6,516.
Wow!
And that's it. Yeah, that's actually down. I've seen years where we had to waive up to $15,000 because there was no way we were going to be able to collect those. So every year we have to, according to our audit and our budget, that we have to have a waiver of uncollectible balance, and this year $6,500.
You know, it sounds like a big amount, but after last month when we were talking about the properties that were involved, that finally you got Arizona Water involved to be able to offset some things, you were looking at like what, $40,000 in arrears? So
$43,000.
Yeah,
and I want to encourage in my report I don't want to mix it up with the. This is different than the agreement with Arizona Water.
Right.
They're uncollectible. We're not going to go after those no more. The other ones we are. You know, we have 19 residents that reside west of AutoZone that are under Arizona Water, and we have outstanding debt of $43,000.
Yeah, which, you know, like we talked about, and I know at one point it had been 60. It's still a number that is so mind-boggling. So when you talk about uncollectibles of 6,500 by comparison, this is not a lot. That's good.
No, it is. And our staff has worked hard. Like I said, I've seen years of 12,000, 15,000. They've really brought it down over the years to try and minimize that uncollectible debt.
And, you know, it's just mind-boggling to me because for an individual who's paying it monthly, it isn't a huge bill. It's the kind of thing that how can it get to this point? And I assume with uncollectibles, some of it is just that people are no longer here and the property is fallow or what have you, that there's no place to go. But it's for people who are here, it's amazing to me that that could happen.
I agree. People refuse to pay their, and really all they're refusing to pay is their garbage and sewer fee. And I live in this area, so I know what my bill is, $42 a month for sewer and garbage. And this is what people are refusing to pay because we had no component to shut their water off, and now we do. Arizona Water can't shut them off. And again, we're going to be aggressive and move forward with that, hopefully here soon.
Yes. All right. Well, good. Glad that that passed.
You bet. There was another question brought up at my coffee with the mayor, and they talked about bulk trash. You know, does RAD offer bulk trash? And yes, they do. And so I went ahead and got all the information, and it's on my it's on the website also. But you can request through Waste Connections for bulk pickup, and some of the key elements. It's scheduled separately from your regular trash day. And you can put out there items like furniture, appliances, and other oversized items. And it says availability and pricing may vary. And I don't know if it's an extra cost, and that's what I'm trying to find out. So I'm going to find out if it's contained within the monthly fee of your garbage pickup.
Oh, I would assume it's an extra cost. The question is how much?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'd like to find out, because you can go to the dump, you know, and, you know, I've taken trash for a trailer, you know, and it's, you know, $15, $20. But I'm going to try and find that out. I did not get that in time for this, for my report.
Well, whatever it is, most of the people who are not going to the dump, it's because they can't get that appliance or furniture to the dump. So this, as long as it's reasonable, solves a big problem, because when you put it out with your regular garbage, it does not get collected.
No. And but there is a possibility for bulk pickup, and
that's great.
And apparently, when you do call and set it up, you'll receive a pickup date and placement instructions. They'll give you the whole thing. I got a number here that they can call. The website is pretty long, but I'll just give you the phone number. It's 844-708-7274.
844-708-7274.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. And we'll have that on hand at KQSS as well.
Great. And they can call a city hall and get, there's a website too. If they look at the social media, I have my monthly mayor report that's on there, and it has a full website where you can actually go online and do it online, or you can call. And I'm going to call them again this or tomorrow so I can get some more information on it.
Good.
We got a spring clean, Globe Clean and Beautiful. We're sponsoring an event, City of Globe, scheduled from April 17th, this next weekend, through the 19th.
Okay.
And the dumpster locations are going to be at the Dock Park at 520 East Cooprite, 339 South Broad Street at the Teepee, Ash and Mesquite Street, which is a city parking lot, right there by Highway 60 Motors. And there'll be another dumpster at 621 Fifth Street.
Okay.
And the Dog Park location at the 520 East Cooprite is the one where they take metal, appliances, tires, furniture, electronics, batteries, and green waste. They will not accept any refrigerators, especially with Freon. They're not allowed at this time.
Right, okay.
So that is out there also. It's on the city website, the actual locations. But it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 17th through the 19th.
Good.
Okay. And then I have my next mayor with his coffee scheduled for Wednesday, May 15th, and that's at 1 p.m. at Copper City's Coffee, just to remind people. We are getting, you know, we did get more people. We had some different visitors there, like First Things First.
Good.
We had a liaison from Congressman Eli Crane. You know, we've had him attend. So trying to get more people there so they can give out more information to whoever attends those events.
Good. Along those lines, as you know, we've instituted, if people will email us at radio@kqss.net with questions for you or for Supervisor Humphrey, I'll pass them along. And for people who want to remain anonymous, because I think that's one of the reasons we weren't getting a lot of calls on the air, people not wanting to identify themselves. So I got one email, Al, and I had to kind of clean it up, and I don't think you can deal with it, but I'm going to read it anyway. You ready?
Okay.
Ask Al if we can get a light on 60 by the new bank. I think they mean Washington Federal. There's too many cars needing to turn left into traffic on the street. Don't wait till you have accidents. Do it now. So there you have it.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're talking about the new WayFed Bank.
Yes, right. Yeah, and I agree, by the way, that it is a traffic snarl, and it's mm-hmm. tight, too, especially with that drive-through and all that, because you're coming out on that street where there's the Circle K, but there's that lot beforehand, which is cordoned off, no access. So it's tight, mm-hmm. and then you're going to go ahead and make a left onto 60 with, you know, because you got that light there down at the car dealership, but mm-hmm. which is fairly close, but that doesn't necessarily help you. Depending on what's going on, that actually may make it worse. So having a light there is a great idea, but I would assume that other than you suggesting it to someone, that's outside your purview.
Yeah, we really don't have anything to do with the highway. That's ADOT. It'd have to go through ADOT and the study. I really doubt that they would approve another street light that close to the other one. I think with the old facility, that the old town plaza that was there, if we look at how it looked, the visibility was worse because those buildings stuck out.
Oh, you're right about that. But there was, so by comparison, and I don't know why, there was so little traffic compared. Every time I drive by mm-hmm. now, there's, you know, half a dozen cars waiting to get in. Or I agree with you on the proximity of the lights. But, of course, I hope the emailer is wrong with a lot of accidents. But I would assume if that...
Me too.
Yeah, boy. If that is the case, I would assume that proximity or not, something needs to be looked at.
Yeah, and that's something I think, yes, you know, with that request, we've heard that. We've seen the social media posts and everything. I think it's something that, in fact, we have meetings scheduled with ADOT in the next 2 weeks. We have one next week, and then a couple of weeks later, this is something that we could bring up to see what their opinion is on that. You know, I hope there isn't an increase in accidents there. I don't know. You know, it's... It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
You know,
it's just like the Hill Street School, where we heard a lot of complaints about parking, and ever since it opened, I haven't heard anything else about Hill Street School.
And same here. Even going to Nürburgring for a hamburger or whatever, it has not been tough finding a parking place and going in there, you know,
no,
right on the street. So the fear there, and I think some of the residents also don't have cars. And so when that's the case, of course, there's fewer of them on the road, obviously. So,
Safeway is utilized a lot by pedestrian traffic.
Correct. No, you see that.
And being able to get close.
Yep. Right. You see that. And from there, you can absolutely get to Safeway, which makes that a very convenient location if you are without car. Yeah. So that
you
has
bet.
Been good. You're
you
right.
Bet. You bet. So I will. I have it jotted down. I know we've heard that. But now that we have these meetings coming up, this is something that we'll discuss with them all. We hear you with the concerns there. And hopefully not. I hope it doesn't, but let's see what ADOT, what their suggestions are, how they can mitigate that if there is something that does happen.
That'd be great. So what else we got?
Okay. That was it. That's all I had. I was hoping you had more emails. I know you're going to do that, and I really appreciate that, you know, because that way, they can send them and...
Absolutely. And I will, just like I did this time. And man, I did clean it up. There was some interesting language in that one. And that's okay. Yeah. And that's, I mean, it was somebody who obviously was mad. They probably had to wait 20 minutes to turn or something. And I get that. And frankly, you can curse at me all you want. I don't care. I won't put that on the air. And I will go to my grave before I will reveal who you are. So it is anonymous. So radio@kqss.net. And just like you see me doing today, everyone I get, I will relay to Al, and hopefully we'll get some traction on that.
That would be great. I appreciate that. And, you know, we're used to it, and I'm used to whatever language they use, you know. But, again, they want to be heard, and I just want to assure them that they are heard when we hear these comments, and we'll try and follow them up. I'll try and have some follow-up on the next meeting, the next interview.
Great. Well, hopefully we'll see you at the State of the City address. It sounds like a great time.
Great. Yeah, we're going to have, they'll have some music there. They'll have, I think they'll have some refreshments and stuff like that. They'll have some of the new equipment that has been purchased, you know, like a new sweeper, new police cars, stuff like that, so people can look at. And this difficult time, you know, we're trying to, trying to purchase. We have a new ladder truck coming in at $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So that's a must. We can't just stop not doing that. So there's a lot of projects that need to go through.
And the beauty of this, as you've talked before, is the city now has a grant writer who is effective. And we've actually been getting those grants. So rather than look at a bunch of unfunded projects, we're actually looking, like the NRCS, you mentioned the $24 million. We're looking at funding. I think this is just wonderful, and I can't wait to hear what comes next.
You bet. No, and she's great at it, and we got a strong team, and I don't think if we'd have had a team, if this disaster would have happened 10 years ago, we didn't have a team that would have been able to sustain the amount of work that has been taking place just to get to here 7 months later.
Yeah, no, I can't even imagine. So my congratulations to everyone involved, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right, Raleigh, thank you, and you have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Al. All right, so this will replay, as you know, it will replay Sunday morning at 8 a.m., actually about 8:30, on KJAA and KJAA.net if you want to do it that way. But if you can listen, 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. And it will be on KQSS.net in perpetuity. I'll have it on before the week is out. And we'll look forward to all the upcoming events, including the Mayor's State of the City Address on the 23rd.